Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Anybody tell me why?
We die,
we die.
I don't wanna die.
Go wrong, go wrong.
See you at the crossroads,
so you won't be lonely.
AKA Poetic, and my good brother, John Robinson, AKA J Rob the Wise Son, Mr. Dark Knight, Mr. DSP himself. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows. Man, nobody knows that I get to sit as the co-pilot to the man of the hour too sweet to be sour. How you doing, baby?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, baby.
Listen.
How you feeling, man? How you
tonight doing? Is a good night to be on the get down.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
just so that people know, Van Meadows, we play tonight, all the music that we're playing in the event page, we're playing all the groups. No individuals. We're playing the groups. Maybe one or two individuals, but we're playing the groups. We're playing the groups. Old school, new school, we're playing the groups.
Yes,
so you might hear a little Leave the Door Open, or you might hear a little Got to Be There, or
that's
you might hear a little Have You Seen Her. Oh, yeah, we're going in. Or you just might get a little 112, some guy, Blackstreet.
Ooh, come on, baby.
I'm just saying.
Yes, sir.
You might get a little No Diggity. You might get a little Dance With Me, Teddy's Jam. Something. I'm just saying, brother, we going there. You might get some Earth, Wind, and Fire tonight, brother. You might get some Ohio Players. You might even get some Brothers Johnson.
Ooh,
oh, we got it all for everyone tonight, baby. You might even get a little Bootsy Collins.
Uh-oh, watch out there now. Watch out there now.
Like a woodpecker with a headache. I'm just saying, welcome to the get down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies
doing,
and gentlemen, I'm good, man. I'm doing good. But ladies and gentlemen, if you should happen to be listening in online and you decide that you want to call in, let me give you that dialing number. I'll say it slow. 319-527-6300.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
When you get here.
That number again is
319-527-6300.
I'm calling.
And when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to have your input into tonight's show, press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yes, sir. Some of the finest jewels and gems handcrafted with healing properties to fit whatever look you got going on.
That
while we're at it, let's give a huge shout-out to our illustrious CEO, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, who happens to be the CEO of this network as well as Raw Links. So hit that brother up, and put your order in. The holidays is coming. The holidays is coming. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
J-Rob. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Bro.
Talk to me.
Can you let the people, not just the people, but the millions and millions, shout out to The Rock, around the world, about what tonight's show is all about?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me put my sexy voice on for a second. Listen, you've often heard people say that so-and-so has the keys to my heart. So-and-so has the keys to my soul. So-and-so has the keys to something personal. Well, tonight I'm going to get down. The question is, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? If I gave you the keys to my heart, what would you do with it? So, that's what we're rocking with tonight. I'm so anxious and quite curious as to what you come up with.
Brother, indeed.
What do you think, Van
right.
Meadows? What
right,
do you think?
I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what these poets got. But this is that moment in the show that you've all been waiting for. The rock, paper, scissors to see which one of us go first. This is that time. This is that time
that
right
time.
Here, right now.
It's that time.
Hey, J-Rob, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Count us off, good brother. Count us off.
3, 2, 1, rock, paper, scissors, go. What you got,
I got
man?
Paper, what you got? I got paper, what you got?
I got paper, too.
Darn. All right.
Shake it up again.
Shake it up again.
3, 2, 1, rock, paper, scissors, go. What you got, Van?
I got rock. What you got, Jay?
I got scissors. Rock, crushing scissors.
Rock, crush, scissors. All right. There it is.
So I'm going to slide out the way, Van, and I'm going to let you start the show by going on and get on down.
The title of this piece is called Unlock My Heart. If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you use it to unlock? Because there's years of pain and mental abuse surrounding the words, I love you, with no excuse. No excuse for the emotional trauma I've endured because I've loved too hard. So now I'm totally scarred, trying to find my way back to being good enough. For one person to value me and see my worth, no, that is not rough. To see me as something you'd want to unlock, allow me to be that rock. But again, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you use it to unlock? A solar pathway to guide me into your moonlit galaxy, filled with honeysuckle and sugary kisses, covered in your ecstasy, that would make me even more mentally twisted than I already am, hoping and praying I don't get stuck in a jam. Wondering if you will be the one to break another lease. Except this time the key lock cannot be changed or even rearranged. But again, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you use it to unlock? Given the circumstances, I suggest you read the fine print closely unless you are so confident that you found your mansion, residing in the timeless love of my heart, long-awaited expression of the moment where I can fall relentlessly into your melodic abyss of comfort effortlessly, where I can lay down my guard and know I'm not in any danger of being hurt so my love language and emotions can applaud. The opportunity to be loved again and again, that's when I no longer fear having to change the locks because heartbreak has finally beat the clock. But again, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you use it to unlock? And that's that piece.
I have to tell you something. I wasn't expecting this. and as I told you earlier, this hit a little different. What I dig about this piece is because this is pretty pure, and it speaks from a different place, like somebody who's been through something.
Mm-hmm.
But when you wrote, "What would make me even more mentally twisted than I already am, hoping and praying I don't get stuck in a jam, wondering if you will be on the break another lease, except this time the key lock cannot be changed or even rearranged." That's telling somebody, "I'm not even sure if I could let you in because I'm not sure what the possibilities of what you could do are going to be. You might come in here and rearrange everything in me spiritually and change my energy. Or you might well enough leave me alone. I don't know who you are. So I'm going to fall back and let that chance come on its own." I dig that. And
thank
I dig
you,
this piece.
Thank you, man. I'm humbled and I appreciate you. I appreciate the prompt. But as much as I'd love to sit here and talk about my piece, and those of you that know me, I really don't want to sit here and talk about my piece. I hate talking about myself.
You should. It's awesome.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. But I really, really want to hear my brother's piece. So let me get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Thank you. This piece is entitled "With This Key." If I gave you the key to me, would we be what you see in me? Would we be? Could it be? Well, we were already destined in life past eternity, but would you, and what could you, and what would you do with that key? Would you unlock all the private possibilities and let go of all the inadequacies that make us who we are? Could you keep me in your repository all to yourself? Would you unlock a special piece of me away until it's me you want for sunsets that never go dark? Would you save it for a peck or keep me and my key on a string around your neck? Me away for special days that only come around when you want to prove that I'm real to people you don't even like? Or is this key a bargaining chip that you intend to use if you don't get your way? But say, I'm a trip. Or would you lose it and ask for another one just like it, just to lose that too, because your habits have deja vu written all over it? Or would you use this key to unlock our mysteries and find out just how fast my heart beats without you being around? Or are you just like all the others that came before you, who will wait until the right moment to pierce what's behind the glass door and will forever be more be like linked to those that have killed my spirit? Or are you a unicorn? The unicorn that I've read about that will give me back my key because deep down you can't be trusted with it. As a matter of fact, on second thought, give me that back. I think I'll hold on to it just for keeping it, for safekeeping, because just trusting anyone with these keys is not a good idea. I realize that I'm still fragile. And that's that piece.
Yo. Do y'all hear this, Masterpiece? Yo, I'm going to tell you what did it for me. Before we even get to that closing line, are you that unicorn I read about that will give me back my key because deep down you can't be trusted with it? On second thought, give that back. I think I will hold on to it just for safekeeping. Because trusting just anyone with these keys is not a good idea. Because I'm fragile. Bruh.
Ah, salute. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Whew, man, dope big. Doping. Oh man,
this was an opener.
You,
because I just wanted to tell somebody, like, we're all fragile, anyone who's been through some sort of hurt, you're very careful where you place those keys and who you give access to those keys.
Yeah.
And deep down somewhere, you're like, you know what? Nah, I'm good. Get that back. I'm not ready for that yet.
Right.
I'll take those back. I'll just bring those along gingerly because you can't be trusted.
Wow. Amazing, bro. Y'all see why the wise son is the wise one? That he is. Make no doubt about it.
Don't you go believe in Van. If I got to tell the truth, y'all know Van wrote this, right? Because I had no idea what to write. Van was like, say this tonight.
Now, J-Rod.
I'm just saying.
We talked about this ghostwriting business. We talked about this. You can't be a ghostwriter and telling people that you've done it. J-Rod wrote my piece. All right. Hey, man, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to bring on these callers, man. I'm ready to see what the poetry gods have brought for us tonight. Are you ready, man? Are you ready?
I'm so ready. I am so ready.
Well, listen.
Woo, my hands are... I'm like that evil scientist. It's like...
Yes, sir.
I am so
well,
ready.
Listen. I don't know about you, but it's time for us to get down. It is time for us to get down.
It is time to get down.
And the first
poet
on the mic happens to be one half host of... Hold on, let me do this right. The first poet on the mic happens to be one half host of the Love Zone. She's also the host of Express Your Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen,
VIP.
Hey, Miss VIP.
Hey, Miss VIP.
Hello, Van. Hello, J-Rod. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing just fine.
I'm good, thank you. No funny.
Since I got since it was me that had to go first on the mic tonight, it's going to be J-Rob to you to the mic with the question. J-Rob, would you please go ahead and talk to Ms. VIP?
Ms. VIP, good evening.
Yeah. Hello.
Tonight. There is a question that I'm dying to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to the keys to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the statement, beloved. If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? And before you answer, Van and I are going to step on back, leave this mic to you, and let you go on ahead and get on down.
Well, thank you. If you gave me the key to your heart, I would hold it with the greatest of care. I would tell you it's in the best hands and it's safe to leave it there. I would sew an inside pocket on my shirt and make sure it rests on my chest on the left to feel my heartbeat, to reassure you're in my special place, in my body and soul. You feel all safe. It's okay to be vulnerable. I am too. It took so much for me to try again. I don't want to ever lose this key or you. After all this time, my love is finally requited. And you can trust me. It's true. You said you are the key and you have all of me. Your confidence, all of me. At night, I keep your key under my pillow, so my dreams will be in technicolor, and my laughter will be in surround sound, letting you know my doors are waiting for you to enter with this key you gave to me. I'm filled with you, my love. Your key unlocked my heart. It's no longer bound. Your key is a blessing to me. It shows you're ready to forgive and leave the past where it belongs. To be in the now, in the future, with me, and that's that piece.
Ooh, really? That's where we're going? That's where we're going?
Well,
that's where we're going.
Well, that's how I feel.
I'm gonna let Van come in first. That's where we're going. Okay. I see you.
Listen. Dear future me, will I be with her again?
Whew, that part.
I love that piece right there, Ms. VIP. My goodness, my gracious. Ooh, you put some sap. You put some sap on it. Some sap ass. Ooh-wee. What that mean, man? This Monique. This too much. This too much. J-Rock.
You just had the unmitigated audacity gall to come in here. And first you came in and she was like, if I gave you this key, would you? I'm like, who the hell's going to take the key after she says it like that? He's like, I'd rather sell my soul to the devil than let him get the key. This is actually a really good piece, though. Very, very, very good piece, by the way.
Indeed.
I enjoyed it a lot.
No,
well, thank you.
You.
I appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Before we usher you on over to the Get Down dance floor, would you favor one more time with that voice of yours and let us know what you got going on?
Yes, and please say it slow.
Right.
Say it slow. Say it slow. Say it slow. Say it slow.
Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m.,
just
my
like
sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the love zone.
In the love zone.
And the topic, you might just have open mic, or there will be a topic that you'll love. So come in and have some fun with us. And every alternate Friday is Express Your Vibe. I want you to come in as yourself and express exactly how you feel. And I don't want you to suppress it. Express it. And that's at 9 p.m. too. All right.
Don't suppress it. Oh, God, no. Don't
suppress it.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Well, all right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, you already heard where she's going to be at. Just make sure you there, Miss VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Take your socks off. Baby.
All right. Mm-hmm. One love. Mike.
Yeah, what you just said.
My gracious. So this how we gonna do tonight, huh, Jay? This how we gonna do?
That's your friend.
Like this.
That's your friend.
Definitely my friend. But listen. It ain't about to get no better. Cause next up we got the other half host of the Love Zone. And one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Perla La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Bob. How y'all doing?
I have a question.
Yeah.
How is it that you're able to make it to this show with all the things you got going on? Because last I checked, your cape, your superhero cape was in the cleaners.
Oh, because I make time for what I love. That's how.
I need a woman like that, making the time for what she loves.
Time for what she loves.
All for real shit.
My God.
Make the time for what she loves.
Love it.
I'm gonna let Van talk to you because I'm over here doing some stuff I don't want to talk about because of the love that I found in the groups and the epiphany, the Philadelphia pudding. I'm just gonna slide over here. Van, you want to talk to Van? You talk to her.
Yeah, let me talk to her. La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
Tonight, we want to know, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Okay. This is called Safe Now with me. I thought love would never enter my world again, so I'd given up on it and closed myself off until you gave me exclusivity and trust. So I'll say this. If you gave me the key to your heart, close my eyes with my head held to the sky and send a message of gratitude, humility, and thankfulness to the universe for gifting me my match to my happy. If you gave me the key to your heart, I'd use it to lock mine securely for you, away from anyone else, and secure it so deep only my soul would have access to its location. If you gave me the key to your heart, I'd guard it with the same passion that I have for my own by putting a light so powerful and so bright around our love, we'd never know destruction, and you couldn't describe a heartbreak from there on in. If you gave me the key to your heart, I'd choose any lifetime, in any reality, in any world, just for you to give me your key. I will protect you, not oppress you. What a treasure I treasure. Now you are my earth, and now your heart is safe with me.
You are my earth? You are my earth?
J-Rob,
yeah.
Go ahead, you first.
Nick, this is that piece right here. What? Yo, this is when I'm listening to Brownstoke, and I'm like, I heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah.
This is that right there.
Oh, thank you.
This is that.
She's like, I will never deny it, never hurt you. I will always take that key and love you forever, because you are everything and everything. My man, not everything. You're like everything.
Everything.
That's the word for the week, boys and girls. Everything.
Everything.
I'm good now. Van Meadows.
Yo,
you can tell her everything.
Yo.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm about to. La Perla Negra. It was the exclusivity for me. But more so, that line you said, if you were to give me a key, I would choose any reality, any universe, just so that
in any world, yep.
Together. That line for me had me over here like, "Oh God, it's getting hot in here."
Oh,
it's a little warm, ladies and gentlemen. It's a little warm. She talking
everything.
About who would choose any galaxy, any reality, just so she could.
Yes.
Man.
Mm. Everything.
Phenomenal, Inc.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Thank
Perla
you.
Absolutely. Now.
Thank you.
Now, if you would be so kind to let the Epiphany Radio Universe know exactly where you'll be in the Epiphany Radio Universe, please.
And say
let them know.
And please say it slow.
Say it slow.
So that everyone can understand when you talk about everything.
All right. Well, alternating Saturday night with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, dude, that Goat Mountain Man. Stan the Man Phillips. Another Saturday night at 9. Alternating Monday night with Raw with Rain. I am in Soul Cafe, where I'm 1/4 Hope, and I co-host with For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, essentially Janice, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. Y'all come on by Monday night at 9. We got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen and You'll Love Being Able to Tap Into Your Creative Side. Wednesday night at 9. I am in the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss V.I.P. Now, the topic is up in the air right now, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, y'all gonna love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night at 9 and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Sounds like the Love Zone is everything.
Everything.
Thank you, guys.
That's what I'm talking about. So we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can shake everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, if I shake, it's going to be everything.
Woo! Lord have mercy.
Blow it till I catch you. I keep blowing till I catch you.
Oh, my bad. Let me get you on over to the dance floor. The DJ is waiting for you to shake everything. Ladies and gentlemen, La Perla La Negra on her way. One love, one mic, and take your socks off.
One love,
baby,
one mic. Baby.
Lord have mercy. All right.
So, okay. So who else is trying to get up on this party train, baby bro?
Bro, we got our good
Sir.
Brother, the music maestro himself. Ladies and gentlemen, C-34 music, y'all. C-double in the house. What up,
C-double?
C-double's
in the house.
Hold on just a second, fellas.
Patience, y'all ain't nothing like David Ruffin.
Okay, I'm back. What? Man, listen. Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
let it out.
Man, listen. I come in here. I'm hearing Bone Thugs. I'm like, Busy was a pimp. I'm like, Busy and Crazy. Those were pimps, man. I'm like,
yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You didn't
I'm
know.
I'm like, y'all had me going, I'm going to miss everybody. I'm going to miss everybody.
now like tell the truth. Did you see Hollywood Shuffle?
Man, it's been a long time since I've seen Hollywood Shuffle.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking
if
about.
If you remember Busy Bone, then you remember the pimp in Hollywood Shuffle, and he was like, Tommy,
yep.
You killed my brother, baby. And then you flip that. I want to go with everybody. I'm going to go with everybody. It's the same dude.
Yep.
Until you get to the part where you're like, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Yeah.
Man.
And then y'all play Joe with the,
all right.
Come on now.
I'm like, come on, man.
Everything.
That's all
just
he
like
does
that.
Is everything. Y'all might as well play Angie Stone. Everything.
Oh yeah, that's
right,
coming.
Right.
Might as well. What's up, my brothers? I know it's been a minute.
It really has, man. You've been missed.
Yeah.
You've been missed.
I'm going through some things, but you know, I'm glad I made time to come in here because the topic and because I love the show. That's basically how it is.
And we love you more.
We love you too.
Thank
you. We love you too.
Thank you.
And we love you more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that being the case, let me jump on in it, because, you know, because Van's into everything, but I got to tell to you about the
everything, bro. I'm into everything.
So tonight,
well,
I'm asking
I'm not into everything. I'm sorry. I'm not into everything because, you know,
God bless you.
You know, remember,
I'm so glad
told,
that you're not.
I told y'all I followed the preface of Red Fox. Y'all got to wash your ass. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. I'm not getting into everything. No.
As you should.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. Woosa. Okay.
Yo, he is off the rails. But my good brother, I got a question for you.
Sure.
This week we're asking people to respond accordingly. So, key to your heart. So, if you said this to a sister, poetically, what would you tell her? If you said, if I gave you the keys to my heart, what would you do with it? And before you say another word, Van and I, come on, Van, step away from the mic. Me and Van going to step away from this microphone, put it in front of you, and let you talk to them and get on down.
This piece is called The Key Maker. I'm the key maker, and I'm presenting you the keys to my heart. I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through it. See, I've been noticing your adaptation, your methods of improvisation, but your weakness is not your technique. Baby, you gotta let it all go. All this fear, this doubt, these levels of disbelief. I'm giving you something to free your mind. And we can let the rest follow. Don't think you are. Know you are mine. You're the one. You think that's air you're breathing now? I don't know why you want to learn things the hard way, but you're going to learn. Oh, yeah, you're going to learn. I'm here to teach you one thing. If you're not one with me, you're one of them. And I don't want you to be those hoes over there. I won't make you a slave brought into bondage staying in a prison for your mind. I won't be your pharmacist performing witchcraft. I'm not your drug dealer pushing pills like they're Jell-O pudding pops. But I can show you how deep my love for you goes. You'll have to find out for yourself. Now, welcome to our real world, not edited for MTV. I'm the key maker. And sooner or later, you'll see the difference between knowing the path and walking it. You know love. Show me. That's that piece.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, man.
Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Yeah, man. First of all, let's talk about this title, bro. Keymaker. You took it from a whole different angle. You took it to the origin of where the key was even being made. Bro, who does that? And then I caught that musical reference at the end. Show me. Show me. Bruh, this is why C-Double is that man, y'all. C-Double is the man. J-Rob, the wise son.
I caught that musical reference, but I just dig in general where he took this. He's like, I'm the key maker, and you have to earn the right to even receive this key and all that comes with it. I dig that.
Yeah,
I dig this in its complete entirety.
Well, I thank you, my brother, because I had to take Neo out of this for 1 minute. I just had to, because I needed more than a Trinity. I needed her. So she needed the key. So what's she going to do with it?
Hey, listen, You even got cats hit me back channel. They like, yo, enough said. The brother had me standing up saying, yo, drugs like Jell-O pudding pops? Come on. That's for my brother Mike. He, salute to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Talk about, man. Thank you, man. Thank you. Man, you ready to go over to that Get Down Dance floor, man? You ready? Is you ready?
I believe I am ready. I believe I'm ready to do the chili sauce like Morris Day and Jerome Benton.
Mm.
Ain't nobody bad like me.
Ain't nobody bad like me. Now, Jerome.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. On his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, ladies and gentlemen, it is our good brother, C-34 Music,
I'm sorry.
Y'all.
That's my joy when Mars, they go,
I'm making the face right now. One love,
God.
One mic to the both of
us. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, baby.
Oh, man.
Mm.
What a dope brother right there, man. Are we ready for this next poet to bless the mic?
Most certainly, sir. Who might we have?
I believe we have Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening. And, yes, you do have Amelia Davis. Blessings, Kings.
Amelia T. Davis.
Peace and blessings to you as well.
Don't shortchange yourself.
Well, you said Amelia, so I just repeated what you had to say.
Welcome.
So, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor. I have what is called a home health care person. That's somebody that comes in and assists me with cleaning up. And ladies knew she loves poetry. I'm like, ha ha, you're in trouble now. So, So when I asked John what's the topic today, I'm like, oh, wow, that's right up my alley. And said to her, you know, this is what the topic's going to be. And so she was interested in how I would approach the poem. And I said, well, there's two various ways. But she said to me, what about if he gave you his key, what would that look like? But what about if you gave him the key, what would that look like? So she gave me that suggestion, and I said all that to explain why my poem is going to look and sound the way it is. So it's blame it on the home health care lady.
All right. Home health care lady, this is your piece. So we're going to step
back.
No,
it's not her piece. She just gave me the suggestion.
Well, it is her piece if you wrote it because of her suggestion, so it's her piece. I mean, it's your writing, but it's her piece, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll read it to her tomorrow when she comes to let her know how it came about. Yeah.
Good call.
But, okay,
but,
here we go.
No, you're not. Not yet. Okay, Rob, you see her trying to jump the gun? You see her, right?
Man, it happens to the best of us.
These poets just
want to jump right into the rope.
Amelia.
But Van Meadows must ask you a question, beloved.
The question
Thank
is...
Thank you. I tend to forget that. Yes. Okay.
That's okay. If we were to give you the key to our heart, what would you do with it? And let's go ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Keys to Our Hearts. If we exchange the keys to each other's hearts, what would that look like for each of us? Here's what I would like to manifest on each of our parts. First, before we could exchange the keys, we would have to come to a place of trust and understanding. if you gave me the keys to your heart, what I do with it would be to honor it, respect it, value it, protect it, and keep it sacred. I would never damage it. I would not abuse it. I would not take advantage of it. I would give you peace of mind knowing you could trust me without measure. I would use it to unlock all the love that you had contained in it, to flow upon the heavenly light together and always, to relish your essence of love into the eternity, absorbing your love and devotion into matrimonial bliss. And if I gave you the key to my heart, I would want you to unlock all the possibilities that two hearts could share. I would want you to bestow upon me an understanding of who I am within my depths, to protect it, allow no one to use it or abuse it, not even yourself, to hold it deeply within your core to achieve a brighter future for both of us. Never to disrespect it or attempt to manipulate it in any regard. To hold it as precious and highly esteemed by you. Once it has been given, it is a sacred bond between us, a priceless treasure. Both of us must understand that if it is ever returned, it won't only destroy our bond, it won't be in the same condition it was given in. It will be broken, damaged, and no longer useful. So by giving me the key to your heart, I'll never throw it away and will always keep in mind my sacred obligation. If given the key, I would love you until my last breath. On a cold winter's night, snuggling, hugging you tight, creating our own fire. On steamy summer nights, walking hand in hand under the stars as we dance to our own melody of love. During the spring, awakening after a night spent in sizzling passion while the flowers are beginning to bloom with their scent of heavenly nirvana for our romance. While autumn's cool breeze blows softly against our face, we are deeply kissing with a passion only achieved by those in love. As time passes, we would achieve a love so strong, so powerful, that no foe could ever tear apart or destroy it. If I gave you my key, I would enjoy being swept off my feet, that you would always have my back through the most difficult circumstances, to guard my heart and protect it, creating a castle of strength and devotion built by your soul, to cherish me and bless the rest of my days with your heart of gold. Finally, that together what was once two separate hearts would become one amazing relationship of togetherness, a God-ordained meeting of two souls connected through love. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Wow. Wow. I'll let J-Rob go first.
I wasn't, based off of what you said as the intro, I wasn't expecting this. This is a piece of art. I wasn't expecting this. I like the story that you told with this piece. I truly, truly like the story that you told with this. And I want to thank you for that, because I honestly was not expecting this. This was really cool.
Aw, thank you. I so appreciate that.
Van Metals, what say you, sir?
I say it was a wonderful poetic exchange of what the key represents between two lovers and what they would each do with it. I heard possibilities in there, and that radiated throughout the whole piece for me, which is essentially what we wanted for the evening, was possibilities of what the key would do for you. And you definitely displayed that with the piece. So I enjoyed it as well. Great piece.
Aw, thank you. That means a lot to me. I'm so glad y'all enjoyed it. And I'll let her know about about
yes,
that.
Yes, please let her know.
No, don't just let her know. Dial up the playback on your phone and just play it for her. It's
yeah,
only
you
about
know.
An hour. It's only
let
about
her
an
listen
hour
to it.
The show. Let her listen
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Poetic. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I will. So thank you. And
you.
Continue
to the dance floor. To the dance floor you go. All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love,
blessings.
One mic. Amelia
one love,
T.
One mic.
Wow. Was not expecting that with that piece, J-Rob. I have to agree. Was not expecting it.
I
ladies and
to
gentlemen.
Ask her how she's doing.
Oh, darn. There's always next week. There's always next week.
Okay.
But, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1.
The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
Epiphany. From one
amazing
to the
Epiphany.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. J-Rob, the Wise Son, are we ready to see who the next poet is on the mic?
I am so ready, Van. Who we
next
got?
Next up, we have Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
We have.
Hey, Lips. Guys. What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, Miss Lips. How
what's
are
going?
You?
I am good. I am good. I didn't see the topic. I didn't see the topic until like literally like 8:45. So I just like kicked into gear and wrote
but
something
for you guys.
I sent
you an invitation. I
didn't see it though until late. I've been caught up with some other things I had to get done, and I haven't been like looking at my phone that much today. So I kind of missed it until the last minute.
You cheated on us with some other poets, aren't you?
No, baby, no. I would never cheat on you.
She cheated on us with other poets, babe.
She is.
She cheated on us with some other poets.
Listen,
it's okay, though. She's here now.
She's
here now, so all is forgiven. She's here now.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We accept the unspoken apology.
I'm so sorry that you guys thought I was running away, but I am not. This is where I belong.
No, not running away. I'm of the opinion that she was cheating on us with some other poet.
Just sharing your lips with another person, another group.
Yes, sharing those lips that we have gone accustomed to.
That we have gotten used to.
I am so sorry. I am not going anywhere. You guys know you're home for me.
CJ Rob, this is why we can't give everybody the key. This is why.
You just took the words. You just took the words from me. This is why I keep the key, man. This is why, because they take the lips and they share it with other poets, and then I don't have the lips anymore.
And I don't have them anymore.
They take the lips, man. They take the lips.
Oh, my God.
I think this piece will be an apology.
Well, if that's the case.
Well, since we're talking apologies.
That's the case. J-Rap.
Since we're talking apologies. Miss Lips, if that's your real name. Before we hear this piece of you not cheating on us with other poets, the question that I have to ask you is if I gave you the key to my heart on the get down, what would you do with it? We're going to step away from the mic and let you apologize, but tell us about the key. And please go on ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Trusted Keys. If I gave you the key to my heart, would you handle it with care, love, and protect it? Would you defend it against all hurt, harm, and danger from those who take my kindness for weakness? Or would you lock it away and move on, forgetting that I entrusted the most precious part of myself to you, and discard me to sit alone and wait, praying for you to see my worth? These are questions I ask whenever you're near, wondering if I should speak my inner musings and tell you that I can't get you out of my mind, that the sound of your voice makes my temperature rise, and the sight of your warm chocolate skin makes me shudder. And the thought of your thick, juicy lips on mine creates a rainforest. If I told you that I scribbled your name, would you think me childish? Be turned off by my girlish infatuation? Or would that thought make a black man blush and want to explore my womanhood, mind, body, and soul? Could you see yourself loving me truly, trusting me with your key too? Or am I just falling for a dream? So tell me, J-Rob, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? Poem.
I'll go first. Because I can clearly see where this is going. I know once you said chocolate skin, I was out. Great piece. What an apology. But let me get out the way because you two have some things to discuss. Why, son?
Very good piece.
Thank you.
Let's be painstakingly clear that if you gave me the keys to your heart, I'd make duplicates just in case you was an Indian giver and decided to take it back, and I could always show you I'm back because you're not going anywhere. I would introduce you to things that only your soul could say damn to.
Mm.
And then after you took that key back, show up in another day or so with the same key. And like, I made copies and I'm not going nowhere. And that's that.
Mm.
Van Meadows.
I'm good. I already said my piece.
I hate you so much. So much.
I said my piece. And Mr. DSP has won again. I'm waiting for someone to talk to me like that. LSP. LSP. But I digress. I digress.
I hate him. I hate him.
Oh, man. Well, Miss Lips, thank you for that beautiful ink. Allow us to usher you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can shake a few things. All right?
Shake a tail feather over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of one mic.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Hoo-wee. Oh, my God. J-Rob, J-Rob, J-Rob. Mm.
I ain't do nothing.
Yeah. Next up, are we ready for the next poet? Are we ready? Are we ready?
Yes, we are. I ain't do nothing. I'm ready for the next poet. I ain't do nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it happens to be Epiphany's own host of War Council, Honey Dripper 2.0, Fly Speak. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. You know what? Let's just get him on in here. Mojave. Harvey,
open the door. You're not getting me today. Nah.
What's up, Harv? What's good, bro?
Well, I'm eating, you know, doing the fat boy thing. Enjoying my siesta. Put my, you know, I turn my life over to my son. I let him give me a dietary plan, do all this other stuff, you know, so, you know, I can wear a wife beater next summer. Actually, wife beater is a bad term. Tank top.
I'm glad you changed that.
I had
fish nipples, baby. Do your thing, baby.
Huh?
So,
okay, Rob,
Van,
who are you talking to?
Van,
so,
you do realize Mojave's trying to get his sexy back, and he's trying to do all. He wants to wear a tank top so that people are chasing him around, and all they like is, when is he going to open the door? Mojave, I know you're there. Mojave, answer the door. Mojave.
I came prepared.
That's what he wants next summer. That's what he wants next summer.
I was ready.
That's what he wants next summer.
That's what you
want. The only thing that would stop me from laughing is a full stomach. So that's why I was like, I'm going to eat something before I get on here with J-Rob because he's going to get me. I knew it. He was like, you hungry? I was like, nah, not yet. But now. Yeah. Okay. So.
Good brother, Mojave.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tonight we're asking the question. If I gave you a key to my heart, what would you do with it? So we're going to step out the way. I mean, not my heart. Let's
how about
right.
I'm going to say,
not
I'd
my
auction,
heart.
I'd auction that.
No. That's not what you said. That's not what you said. That ain't
what
you said. That's not
like,
what you said.
I'd be like, I'd be listening,
sir.
I got the key to Van Meadows' heart. It's going. We're going to start the bid at $500.
It's about to go down.
Here we go.
It's about to go down.
Here we go.
I'd be like, listen. I said, this is Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. the Green Eye Bandit, a.k.a. The Light Skin Isaac Hayes, the Bearded Wonder. he has a bald head, so you can't stop him from doing you dirty when he decides to suck all the wonderfulness out of your rivers. That's Van Meadows, and I have his key. For $500, we starting out there front bid. You don't, and I get in here, I bid. I'm telling you right now, you have a lot of takers. Have a lot of takers.
Ain't,
I'd probably make a significant amount of money.
Ain't nobody bid none of that. I ain't got to worry.
I'm just trying to say.
But good brother.
Trying to say, man.
Me and J. Rap will get out of the way. We getting out of the way.
You are.
And let you go ahead and get on down. Yeah, go ahead and get on down.
All right, hold on. Let me see what I got. Nope, you're not getting me. You're not getting me. I'm going to try. Let's try this out. Y'all can hear that, right?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
All right, bet. She was beautiful in a way that a breeze is beautiful, the kind of beauty that you feel gratitude for, the happy I met you and come to know you and have this act of love. Who in the love like removing a earring and letting the whole close, leaving a scar where it once stood, warm like sunsets and dust kissing your skin, of what do we know of each other? Will we come and go and spin tales of exploits and adventures, relating stories from yesteryears like yesterdays and fitful gazes? Press me, pushing palms, eyelashes, a cheek, we call that angel's kisses, set a tryst on memory's bliss, giving life when the limbs, when lips touch within a kiss. When words fail and touch becomes the only language we understand, configurations and bodies locked into geographic equations, entering to each other we add until some, we come to conclusions on the seclusion of our additions and the acts of treason and sedition, sexual perdition. More than words is that you make me dream of love. Love so deep that my mind is set like suns. At the end of the day, rising and caught in my mind is the way you take all of me into you. Amazing in how you feel. Touch me a place I would never know that you were there, except for the whisper of your breath and the wetness of your tongue. Amazing. It seems that you can create rivers and valleys and touch only me. To touch on the ways that need to be given. I can't forget what I remember, how I feel in that feeling. The sounds of two bodies writhing in ecstasy. More than words, you make me dream of love. Love so deep that my sign is set like suns. And at the end of the day, rising and caught in my mind. I watch my dream sail into reality with each kiss and each breath. Lungs filled with the possibilities of life and love. You bring it to joy. And if I were to dance a dance that made the soul intertwining seem simple, complex like staccatos and arias, it is an opera of your gaze that sings, that brings my heart to overflows. You are my cup. You hold me. I rise to your level. We met at your lips, pursed and sweet to hold me. Hold concert with your will, your way. I want to adore you. Fill my eyes with the essence of you. Warning you is not a want, but rather a need. I'd rather be equally yoked, stoked within the bonfire of desire, but not left to lust. I want you to be fully locked in my heart, with my soul to trust that God has joined us. And you're so deep within his grace that I have to seek him in order to see your face. Maybe. Maybe this is what God intended. To be fruitful. To multiply. Open like eyes and eyelashes. Kiss my cheeks like angels' kisses. If I were to dance a dance that made soul intertwining seem simple, complex like staccatos and arias, is the opera of your gaze that sings, that brings my heart full and overflows. Poem.
J. Rob, the wise son. Talk to our brother, man.
So you wrote that to Van?
No. I just told you what I was going to do, man. You just stop playing. You better stop playing, man. You better stop playing. And if you like that, that's what you into. That's what you into. That's just not what I'm into.
That's not what I'm into either.
That's not what I'm into. I like ovaries. I like ovaries.
I thought you were going to say Ovaltine. I'm so sorry. First and foremost, I like this piece a lot. And you on this thing with the music lately, man, like the way Liberace was back in the day when he was serenading the audience and everybody was like, I want to listen to Liberace. You really got something going with this music, bro. I'm digging this, cuzzo. I'm really digging it. It's its own vibe. So mm-hmm. I like this piece. The music really complimented it well. It was like a nice slow dance. I like what you did with this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm chewing this food because you ain't going to catch me. I know you're waiting for it. I'm not going to go for it. Every time you talk, I'm going to chew something.
I'm not going to hit you with the banana in the tailpipe. Just Van Meadows, what say you?
Bro.
Take these bananas.
First of all.
I like ovaries.
The piece was a really good piece, Mojave. The pieces lately have been romantic, sensual, and soothing. There's something about when you add the musical accompaniment and your tone and your cadence that makes the pieces like water flowing.
Well, thank you.
Unstoppable. And you definitely on it, bro. No doubt about it. Dope ace, my brother.
There's a famous poet that visits the Get Down every Thursday, and if that person was on the line, she would have said, I really enjoy your poetry. Not with it having deeper voices by, but they would have said it just the same way because it's a very good piece of poetry.
Yeah, she would have said, Mojave,
I
love this piece. Mojave.
I love this piece of poetry. I love this piece of poetry.
Y'all breathing real hard into the microphone. Y'all all right? Y'all okay over there? What's going on, man? I've been saying all kinds of stuff, been out of pocket, offline. I don't understand. I'm just saying for the record, hey, my name is Mojave. I like ovaries, thick thighs, thick calves, cute toes, knee walks, intelligence, and spirit all day.
He says, I like ovaries and long walks in the park.
Hey, if you like pina coladas and ovaries and getting caught in the rain, yeah, that's me.
That's me. I'm your dude.
I'm the guy.
Yo, hey, man. That's what I'm
talking
about,
bro. This is intelligence and ovaries. I'm going to write a piece to call that. I'm like, yo, I need some intelligence and ovaries.
This is some ovaries.
Hey, listen, you got to have both. You can't have one or the other.
Hey, it's not a good world unless you have both.
It's not a good world. I'm just telling
you. Pina coladas.
Listen. I like ovaries. I'm just I like ovaries.
I hear you.
I just do. It's important.
It was.
I need that.
Still a century.
If you like anything else, I'm not. I'm poor. Whether you like, I like. If you like it, I love it. I want more of it. But I need ovaries. That's all I'm saying. And intelligence. And if you got stretch marks, aka booty lightning, come see a kid. I like it. You got some rolls. I got some butter from the rolls. I got you.
Booty.
Come on through.
Lightning.
Like
booty lightning. Yes, guy.
Booty lightning.
Booty lightning.
Booty.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning.
You never seen a stretch mark? Man, you see stretch marks
tiger
on the back
stripes.
Side of a beautiful man. Yeah, nah, man. That's booty.
Hey, listen.
I'm
the guy that said, let me write love letters in between your stretch marks. That's my,
He did.
I know from when we speak. Yes, I did.
I believe you did.
Yes,
that.
I did.
I believe you did. I can't fault you for that. You know, because you don't see cougars, you see pumas. I get you.
I'm the one that wrote that line with Eartha Kitt and Eddie Murphy when he said, "Can you make the room just a little darker?"
I'm just gonna say, me and Dave Mott, Mr. Metaphoria, we are Fupa Mechanics. There's some good cat under there.
Wow.
Fupa Mechanics.
My bro. No. This
ain't nothing wrong with little belly. Ain't nothing wrong with little belly.
Ouch. Now my bro. No. My bro.
Yeah.
Let everybody know what you got going on this Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, as in
Yo,
next week.
It's Thanksgiving week, and I have no idea. I am so planned out for next month, and I forgot this extra week. I really did. So, I have no idea. But it might be a hybrid show. We might have to go War Council on this one because I think it'll be fun. We've been talking about some amazing, incredible things. So, it might be a War Council or a hybrid show. Whatever comes first, it's going to happen, but... We're going to get in here, get the skinny, make it all happen. It's going to be fun. You know, we're going to throw something up and make sure that you guys come through and enjoy yourselves, whether we talking or where we spitting. Well, let me not say spitting because that sounds really – whether we're talking or we're practicing the art of spoken word, we are going to be very proficient in everything that we do. Please come out next Tuesday, 9 p.m. We will have something guaranteed dynamic for you, and it's going to be a good time. Trust.
Absolutely.
In the words of Don Cornelius, it's all going to be a stone gas, honey.
Yeah.
What is a stone gas? Yo, I'm going to have a stone gas time. I'm like, yo, really?
Remember? He was like, love, peace,
sound like
and
crack. I'm like, crack.
It just come
anyway.
Through with, it's going to be a stone gas, money.
Mojave,
yeah.
It's time for you to go to the dance floor. It's time for
I'm
you
not dancing.
To go.
I'm going
to
sit
you,
down.
No, you're dancing. You're not. You are not coughing up a lung. You are not choking. You are going to
I'm
dance.
Just saying.
You're going to dance.
No, I can't do
just
it.
Just keep your clothes on.
I just can't do it. I can't do it. But you know what? But while I'm on my way, I'll just say to you, Van Meadows, and you, John Robinson. Good day, sir. I say good day.
I say good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
I say good
day to you, sir.
I say good day.
I say good day. Good day. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, he is Mojave. Check him out this coming Tuesday, 9 p.m. Because he's dancing. One love, one mic, Javi. One love, one mic. One
he
love.
Could hold it, man. He could hold
good
it.
Good day. Good he day. Couldn't hold it. He couldn't.
I say good day.
I say good day. Oh, man. All right. Next up on the mic, are you ready, J-Rod the Wise Son? Are you ready for this next
Am
poet?
I ever.
What do we have?
Dang. Is he poetic? Ladies and gentlemen, yes, he is. Coming to the mic with our own divine demon, Chris the Gifted, is in the building. What's good with you, my brother? Divine Demon, you muted? He's muted. Guaranteed.
I don't know why I do that. Every Thursday, I talk about 5 seconds and forget to hit that little stupid button.
And he said some real dope stuff before he realized he was muted.
Right.
It was real dope and real profound. And he's like, am I muted again? I'm muted
again?
No, I just saw how y'all doing. How y'all feeling?
Feeling pretty good, bro.
Hey,
how you
great
doing,
day,
man?
Brother. How are you doing? I'm good, man. No complaints. No
good
complaints
stuff.
At all.
Good stuff. My brother.
What's up?
J-Rob.
Yes, sir. I asked you what the last time.
I just asked Mojave. Did I?
I thought I asked Mojave.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Chris is my friend first. It doesn't matter.
You had Miss
Chris is my friend first. Chris is my friend first. I'm asking Chris.
Nope.
Divine
nope.
Demon.
Nope.
Yes, sir.
But go ahead.
We're going to ignore Van Meadows because
it's fine.
Van's friends with Mojave.
Absolutely.
You and I are brothers. You and I are brothers. Van's
hey,
family,
right.
But you and I are brothers.
Right,
so,
right. Well, I just want to say something real quick, though.
How does one trump the other?
No, wait.
I don't think you can
ignore Van, because yesterday he was talking about firing people from the show, so you might not want to ignore him.
Good point.
You're wrong, bro. You're wrong.
My apologies early, Van. My apologies early.
Yes, sir.
My deepest apologies, sir.
Good job, bro. Appreciate
Divine
it.
Demon, good brother.
Yes, sir.
Put yourself in this position if you was asking someone this question.
Okay.
See, Van, that's what you're supposed to say. So, if you were to ask the object of your desire this question, how would it go? If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? And before you answer, brother, I'm going to move Van out the way because, you know, Van got to get away from the mic. And I'm going to slide away from the mic so that you can have some privacy and talk to the audience. And we both would like for you to go on ahead, spit that piece, and get on down.
I just want to say for the record, Beyonce had a great video.
Mute your mic.
All right, y'all. If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? If I gave you the key to my heart, I'll make sure it's unlocked. Will you fulfill my dreams and every wish? If you make time with every loved up swish? Will you drink of my blood as I surround you with eternal love? Will you massage my veins and caress me like you trained? Will you coddle and fondle the tremors of my delicate heart as we make a connection of affection from the end to the start? Did you know my heart is made of 3 layers of tissue? If I gave you the key, can you handle my issues? See, I don't have any worries and problems. If you see one, it's you. Will you feel the strength of my heart muscles? Then take me apart and scatter my segments like a puzzle. Will you breathe life into my ventricles? I know it's that simple. I know it's not that simple. Then ride me and guide me as our bond is more than physical. Here's where it gets tricky. Please don't tell me that you love me. Then leave me defenseless and use me as a fulcrum. Because I've swallowed you and hollowed you, and now we're both full of cum. Don't attempt to relinquish me of my power. So I have nothing else to pull from. Don't play me like a sucker and call me a dum-dum. If I give you the key to my heart, please bear it in your soul until kingdom come. In peace. This is a gift.
Yo.
Van Meadows.
Yo. Your wordplay in this was crazy. It was just crazy. but my part was fulcrum, and now I'm full of crump. Now we both full of crump. Yo.
That was it. Yeah. That was the line.
That was the line for me in this piece. Oh, man. They talk about don't tell me you love me. Divine Demon. Dope ink, bro. This is what I'm talking about right here. I love it, man. I love it. J-Rob, the wise son.
I should have gone first because that was my line, too. And I dug that wordplay. That was really, really cool.
Right.
I like that a lot. But this entire piece stands on its own 2 feet. But that piece with that wordplay is really hot. I enjoyed this an extremely amount. I really did. And I contend to say, once again, brother, you're a bad dude with a pen and a pad. So like that Keith Murray, LL Cool J, you want to hit, give me an hour plus a pen and a pad.
Pen and a pad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's what's up, man.
Real talk. I like this.
Sure. Yeah, it was fun to write. But I wasn't sure if I could hear the music in the background. I tried to like a little soundtrack, but I can tell what was coming through.
Okay. We heard it. The closer.
I did that for
Jay. Yeah, we heard it.
I was trying to keep my cool, baby, because Martin started. You see, Kanye crept in on me, and then you try to bring Martin out in me.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going for it. I'm leaving him alone.
Wow.
Hey, man,
this must be like the celebrity line. I heard earlier Morris and Jerome was on here. I don't know what kind of celebrity celebrity line I just called. The Grammys.
Right.
That's where Van went.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you heard, but J. Rob, he was talking about, you know, Hollywood Shuffle.
No, I didn't hear that part. I didn't hear that.
I made the pimp reference.
Wow. And I'm quite sure it was quite a reference that J. Rob made it.
Absolutely. You know it.
You know what? Yeah.
Only the facts. It's just the facts, sir. It's just the facts.
I'm not even arguing with you. You're absolutely right.
All right, my brother. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can hang out, mingle, do a little two-step. Hey, man, even if you want to bring back popping and locking, bro, it's all good, man. They out there waiting for it.
I'm going to do the walk.
There you go.
Yeah. You got to add in the running
man,
too, though.
I'm putting that in the event page. The walk.
Do it, J-Rob. I'm going to check out the video so I can get the move down because I can't do it to one
it's
side.
It's called the walk.
Yeah. Do it.
My brother. All right, man. One love, one mic, man. Continue to take your socks off, baby. Ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all stay cool.
You too, man. Divine Demon, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted, coming through, blessing the mic. Man, J-Rob, are we ready for the next poet?
Yeah.
To bless the mic. And what I'm going to do, because she promised that she was coming back, I'm going to let her introduce herself. I'm going to let her tell you. Welcome to the Get Down. Let him know who you be. Hello. Hey, code 314. Are you muted? Because you're live. Hello?
Yellow.
My bad, you guys. I had my volume turned down. But would you be able to come back?
We would come back to you if you weren't last. You're it, honey.
Nah. It's not finished.
J-Rob, you know who it is yet?
No.
You don't know my voice? That makes me sad.
I'll give you a hint. She's a honey dripper. And she was here last week.
And I'm as cute as a butt.
Yes, you are cute as a button. And she's chocolatey, Van.
That part. We do have another call. Now. You have a moment. I got another caller that raised their hands and ready to spit. So if you want me to come back to you, we can.
Come back to me, please.
Okay, all right.
When you talk like that, we have a choice.
Right, ain't no way. Okay. We're going to mute you back and go to the next call, and then we'll be back. All right, next up, area code 714.
Hello.
Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is Jacqueline, a.k.a.
Hey.
The Poetic Peacock Vibe.
Hey, Jacqueline. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing
and
phenomenal.
All of the fellows on the panel and in the audience and everywhere else. What's up?
Hey, listen.
You.
That's what's up.
You. It's your time to shine, and I'm so ready for. I'm so excited. Ooh, I'm excited.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope I don't disappoint. yeah.
How did you disappoint?
Well,
that part.
Well, I just heard like the lady before as I turned on and tuned in and all that. I heard the topic, so I've been trying to throw together a little something here. So
Yeah.
See, CJ Rob, you hear how modest you hear how modest she is? I just threw together
you hear that
a little something. I threw together
just
a little something, but to us.
I think, it ain't all that, but it's a little something.
It's
I mean, I just want
to
say a little something. I'm sitting in the audience, and it's a little something.
Right,
I mean, I'm not trying to make no waves or nothing, baby. I'm just,
yeah.
You know, a little something. You know what I'm saying, baby?
I just want to give a little piece. Just give a little piece. But it's a lot of something to us.
I don't want a lot of time on the mic. I just want a little taste. Just a little taste on the mic. You know what I'm saying, baby? Just a little taste on the mic, baby.
Well, Jacqueline.
Okay.
let me move J Rob to the back, and before I go to the back,
why he always moving me? It's just the microphone, baby. Just a little taste of the mic.
All right, fine. I'll move.
Thank you. Now, if we were to give you the keys to our hearts, what would you do with it? And go ahead and get on down.
I would say, please do not extend your key. Do not leave it on the table or press it in my hand. I cannot accept your key or turn the lock or even leave simply because I have never felt distance between you and me. Other than myself, no one has been here longer than the family we created with each other, with others. I chose you, and you chose me, so much more than the power of a key. I hear your thoughts, and you hear mine. Before you speak, I hear your call. Our souls will walk through walls, shatter windows, knock down doors. We have known each other centuries before this extraordinary dimension revealed. Together, we grow, we live. We love and we heal. End point.
Oh my God!
Say that last line again.
We have known each other centuries before this extraordinary dimension reveals. Together we grow, we live, we love, we heal.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what you say, centuries. That's what Osiris was saying to Isis when he was like, I don't know why we're not still in love. We've been doing this for centuries. And she's like, you know what? You're right.
I don't need your key.
That opening, that whole exchange of what she was saying opened, like, I don't need your key. Because I already got forever.
I already got you.
We got a whole family we created. I don't leave it on a table. Don't press it in my hand. I don't
put that right back in your pocket. Look
put
around
it in your
you.
Pocket.
I don't need your key. Look around you. That's what I'm talking
everything
about.
Everything I am is you. Everything you are is me.
Yes. Yes.
I need a woman to say that to me. Yes.
My God.
In that order.
Jacqueline.
That's a little something I wrote while I was listening.
J-Rod. You
can see how modest she is?
You hear
that? Man, she hit us with the...
And it's just a little something I wrote while
something.
I was listening. I was just laying in the cut like a band-aid, you know, just a little something.
Jacqueline, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Yes.
That little piece that you wrote while waiting spoke mighty volumes. And it screamed loudly. So we really thank you for that. You have no idea.
Yeah. Give us a little something. You know what I'm saying? A little something.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Come back to the present. Come back. We are not in. It is not Friday yet.
My bad. My bad.
We almost there, though. We almost there.
We almost there.
Now, Jacqueline, we're going to get you over to the dance floor so that you can dance a little bit for us. You know, you got to save us some dances. You got to save us. I'm just going to say, you got to save us some dances. We got a few more people to get to, but after this show, then we coming to the dance floor. And we looking for you.
He bypassed your question, beloved, so I'm going to answer
yes.
Yes.
With
11 yes. S's on the end. Yes.
Yes.
My man. My man. In my Denzel voice, my man.
My man.
Deep, sexy baritone. Yes, sir. With that being said, I'm going to make my way over to the couch. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Thank you. And thank
one
you.
Love, one mic.
Mm. One love, one mic.
Especially when she says it like that.
What? Coming through here with
you,
this.
You hear how she coming through here like that?
I just got a little piece. I just got a little piece that I wrote
while son, I was working on nothing too intense, you know, just a little son. I want to share with y'all.
And they're going and be so romantic with it.
And do that.
Keep your key.
Yeah. That part.
I got forever. You look around. You don't see this that we got? Hmm.
Like I'm going all somewhere.
Right.
And like right. You going somewhere. I got forever. And take your watch off. You ain't got no time in here.
That's right. Don't even look at the clocks. Don't even look at the clock on your phone.
Did you have the nerve to look at a clock? I'm just saying.
All right.
Then who might else we have lying in wait?
Let's go back to the honey dripper that hasn't yet revealed. I feel like we're on an episode of Masked Singer. You know, she said a little something, but she wasn't ready, and now she's ready. So now it's time for her to reveal herself. Because I know who it is, but never mind. Here we go. Well, hello.
Hi.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
You want to let
J-Rob know who you are?
It's J-Rob. It's Eve.
Well, hello, Eve.
Hello. You sound so happy to talk to me. I don't know if you will be after this piece.
I mean, as long as you ain't saying a piece about my mother, it's all good, baby.
I know that's right, baby. I know that's right.
And to have Eve on the get down on Friday Eve, it's a good look. So I'm looking forward to whatever she's bringing. And she a honey dripper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I should have the mic.
Eve.
Yeah.
Before you get your piece, I'm going to assume your piece is already locked and loaded and ready to share.
It is.
Well, on behalf of Van and myself, in a faraway galaxy, we have a doppelganger. The doppelganger has walked up to you and said, "If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it?" So I want you to think about that for 2 seconds. Me and Van are going to step out of the way and let you take care of the mic. Go on ahead and get on down.
I wouldn't trust me with that if I were you. I could wear it around my neck and still find a way to lose it. Mother says I'm just careless with anything that requires accountability. I can agree. Because I don't want to be held accountable for the way you feel about me. I want to live with no titles, no obligations to do right by anyone else but myself. I want to be selfish, and loving you will only force me to be selfless. So if you force me to take that key, I can promise you'll find yourself in a never-ending, infuriating game of hide-and-seek. Love will always find a way to slip through your fingers, and your heart will slowly cease to exist. Peace.
Cool.
She was direct and to the point.
Cool.
She pretty much said, you sure you want to put that in my hands? Because I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you.
Because
all this over here, this is serious.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, man?
Or would I only play with you?
Right. It was the don't put it around my neck. I would only lose it. We're going to play hide and seek. And there was so much in there. It was like, you know, me being a person wanting to get a key, I'm like, well, Don, sis, maybe I'll keep it because you really don't want it. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what, I'll hold on to it for you.
That works.
You do that. You do that.
Don't put that on me.
That was some serious ink. Serious ink.
Mm-hmm.
Serious ink.
I liked it. I loved it.
Toxic as it was, yes, but at the same time, it was still beautiful art. So we thank you and we appreciate you for it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
No, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Eve, are you ready to get to the dance floor? Are you ready?
Of course. I mean, am I going to be sounding the two of you?
Yes.
I'm going to let you get a couple of lines in, a couple of dance steps to the left and to the right, sort of like that Set It Off record or whatnot when they go Set It Off. And then after that, I'm going to tap Van on the shoulder and be like, let me get that. And then you and I are going to dance.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to do the cha-cha song. I might let you get that Cupid shuffle in so I can dance a lot closer to you.
To the right. That's all right. I'm thinking salsa, salsa, tango. That's what I'm thinking.
I might have to take her up on that Chicago, what's that called? What's that dance they do in Chicago? Stepping, there you go.
Not the Chicago, but yeah.
I'm going to bring her nice and close to the Chicago stepping.
Okay, bro.
I'm just saying.
All right, well, Eve, listen, get over there on the dance floor and stick around, you know, because we coming. After the show's over, we heading to the dance floor because y'all.
I'm on my way. I'm
going to
take these sneakers off and put on my shoes and show y'all a thing of three.
Listen, I'm ready.
All right, Eve.
That's what
one
I'm
love,
talking
one
about.
One love
and one might, baby.
Bruh.
That was just a little something.
Bruh, just a little something. Just a little something. Next up
just
on the mic, man. Next up on the mic, bro. We got our brother, Jess G. What's good with you, bro?
Yo, Jay.
Man, what's going on with you, homeboy?
What a dude,
man,
baby.
Bro, I came in when Amelia was wrapping up her piece. And J-Rob, congratulations. Y'all been having a really nice show, man.
Wow, he hit me with the congratulations. Wow.
Congratulations.
Man, this is your friend. This is your friend. You talk
your
to him, man. You talk to him,
though.
Man.
He didn't even know
that's
you
your
shot.
Man. That's your man. You talk to him, man. You talk to him.
He was still going on with his business like it was every day.
Right.
Oh, man. Hey. But real talk though, you know who your friends are, J-Rod. I know you said that he was my friend and you my friend, but we got a whole chat together, and there's a couple of chats that I ain't been added back to yet. I'm not gonna call nobody out, But I'm not added back to the chat. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. I done had this new case for a whole week now, and I still ain't been added back. Y'all been having a conversation carrying on, trying to figure out why Poets Meadows ain't responded. Hello, because I'm not using that page anymore. But y'all have figured it out. Y'all have figured it out. But J-Rob, is it my turn to usher to the mic?
It's your turn. I did the pretty voice.
Yeah, I just had to get that off my chest, you know, because you know who your friends are. You know who your friends are. And you let them know that you got a new page, and they want to check, make sure it's you. Is this really you? Yes, it's me. But why you ain't adding me back to the chat yet? Yeah, I'm a little salty. I'm sorry. Okay.
Just a tad salty.
That's all it takes.
My brother. My brother. I don't care what J-Rob say. I don't care what he say. I'm going to read it as it is. But just know that it ain't about me. It's about the...
Very lovely piece for you, by the way. Let me go ahead and tell you that.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate it. But if you were to give the object of your desire the key to your heart, you're wrong.
Y'all are fools. Y'all are fools.
I'm going on mute. Y'all are fools.
Okay. If you were to give the object of your desire the key to your heart, what would if she were to give it to you, what would you do with it? All right, go ahead and go. Get down.
He can't say it.
I cannot.
I got it, though. I take it from here.
Thank you, bro.
If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? If I entrusted you with the flesh, how would you care for it? If I entrusted you with my emotional well-being, would I still grow? If I give you my heart, I will be giving you all these things and much more. And during our time, I became sure, watching us mature together. In each other's presence, our time together was our present. Two lovebirds trying to find happiness, we joined forces and made a nest, giving each other a crest, and it stood the test, and we have been thoroughly blessed. Thank you.
You know what? That's what I'm talking. We have been thoroughly blessed. We have withstood the test. That's everything for me with this. See, that is everything for me.
Thanks, nice, bro.
Nice, J-Rob.
Your man walked up in here.
No, don't give
said,
me away,
let
bro.
Me hold, let me hold your
not
hand.
About everybody, bro.
And he hit us up with some wedding poetry and had the nerve to have the key in his pocket with the ring when he gave it to her.
Exactly, bro.
You got to have a plan.
Exactly.
Wow. I was like, every R&B singer got a gimmick, and this is your man.
This is my man. This is definitely my man. You know what?
Yeah, man.
You know what? Before I say he's my man.
Yeah,
let
man.
Let me check my messages. Nope. I ain't been at it back yet. Nope. You know what?
That's how you know that's your man.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm still on the outside looking in saying, "Please let me in." I'm blowing
please,
my
sir.
Hot breath
can
on
I have
I'm
some
blowing
more?
My hot breath. Blowing my hot breath
against
on the
window.
Windshield.
It's awfully cold out here, sir.
And let you know, I'm right here. I'm out here. I'm still on the outside.
It's awfully cold
Rob,
out here,
you
sir.
Off, man, that is scandalous. Hey, man, I would watch that guy, man.
I gotta watch him. But man, Jess J, thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man. We're gonna get
yes,
you
sir.
On over to the Get Down dance floor. Hey, man, stick around. Do the Cupid shuffle when you get out there, man. To the right, to the
I'm gonna
right.
get out of shot.
You know. All right,
I'm
my man. All right. Good job, bro. Good job. ladies and gentlemen, on the way to the dance for our good brother,
J-Rob.
Jay. Appreciate you.
You already know.
Appreciate you. Man. Oh, my God.
Add Van to the damn page, man.
Oh, my God. J-Rob.
Sir.
Before I bring in this next poet, ladies and gentlemen, you have approximately a little bit under 90 seconds before you will no longer hear the broadcast streaming online. You must dial in 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you desire to get in the show. Otherwise,
come on now.
You'll get cut off. We'll still be going on.
And it was nice knowing you.
Nice knowing you. So, now.
What did Wesley Snipes say? See ya, and I wouldn't want to be ya. Who do we have next, man? Don't do it.
Well.
Who do we have next?
Well, ironically,
ironically,
the same word that Samuel L. Jackson does. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, sweet Jesus, no.
Mr. Metaphoria, Epiphany Zone.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah. See?
Just when you thought you were going to make it through the night, you thought you were going to tiptoe your ass and on to a whole show, and not hear any vulgarities and shit like that. I'm here, motherfucker. I'm here. You ain't even got to welcome me. God damn it, I'm here.
Good to hear from you, bro. Good to hear
it's
from
good
you.
It's good to hear from you, bro.
Oh, don't and, lie, John. Don't lie. You thought she was making it through a PG-13 fucking event. Oh, no, goddammit. This is R-rated. I'm here. How you doing, man? Fuck John. He want me to show up.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Let me say, ha-ha, just Jay, because you thought she was going to be the last motherfucker on the show. But no, you're not. I know you like to do that shit, but no, you're not, motherfucker. I am.
Oh, man.
I waited intentionally. As soon as I heard his name, I said, I'm going to press one now. This motherfucker thinks he's going to be the last son of a bitch on the show. Nuh-uh, not tonight. Sure did. Yeah.
Hey, you thought it was safe to go back to the microphone.
That is your man.
That is my man. Just when you thought it was safe to come back to the microphone, here comes David Bott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Normally, I'd be the first one. That was last week. Not normally. That was last week. So tonight, I tell you what, dog, y'all listen. Don't let you motherfuckers raise y'all hand after y'all just heard me do all that rant shit to be like, yeah, motherfucker, now you ain't the last one either. Yeah, keep your hands down. If you ain't raised them by now, fuck it. Don't. Probably didn't want to hear your shit anyway. That's why you didn't raise your hand.
But, really, you know, Dave? Really?
Look, I'm just being honest. We're almost in 2022. We got to stop lying to people. That's why I quit hosting. I'm done lying to people about this shit. I don't want if I listen to this and bullshit, I'm just saying, huh? Anyway, next caller. I ain't telling people this shit hot no more in their head, metaphors and this and bullshit. I'm tired of that shit. Putting all these lies on my book. I'm trying to get to heaven here. Do you know what these poetry shows are going to send people to hell with all this lying?
Dave!
That's what's
going to
fucking end up happening.
Dave!
What?
We have a show. If there's a question. There's a question on the floor.
Okay. What's your point?
Is your piece locked and loaded?
Okay. No,
is your piece locked and loaded?
I'm doing a little something.
Okay.
Wait
a second. Wait. Because I can't have you flipping out until necessary. But I'm imagining you. Because I just listened to one of your videos that came out fantastic. So here's the question in that voice to a woman in that voice. If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it?
Oh,
Van and
I
going to be quiet
I thought,
and let you go get on that.
Gonna ask, I thought you was going to ask the question in my voice. I'm like, yeah, I want to hear this shit to see if your voice go that motherfucking deep. But, yeah.
Shut up. You just be quiet. Van, talk to him.
Go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right. Can I tell you my thoughts? Can I tell you the truth that resides deep inside without the presence of lies? Can I tell you my cry? Can I? Well, if I can, my thoughts are filled with dreams of the future. The truth inside plays visions of you in my mind, and I see the future when you are sight within my eyes. My cry is deeply rooted in pain to an extent in which words cannot explain, but you are the sunshine that overcomes my rain. Can I prove to you the value of my words? I understand some of the things I say may have been previously heard, but I guarantee the words of the past do not hold this same meaning. You have given my smile meaning. You have given me a reason to view so much more with reason. Just understand that I'm not just here for a season. I'm here for a lifetime. You are hope's lifeline for this hopeless romantic lifetime. So can I catch you if you begin to fall? Lift your burdens and carry them all. Erase your tears before they fall from your eyes. Give you an answer before you question why. Hold you when you need to be embraced. Tattoo your essence upon my heart to never be erased. Well, if I can, I just need you to understand. There's no one else I care to see. Nowhere else I care to be. Only for you does my heart write poetry. I thank God for the blessing of you, for a happiness as such as the happiness I feel when I think of you is truly an answered prayer. I am for you. You are for me. I await the day in which you truly see that this is meant to be. So can I give you the key to my heart? And if I do, what will you do with it? In peace.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Van.
Yeah.
This piece reminds me of a couple of months ago. We had a bunch of people coming in. David Mock comes in and he curses at you and I like he tends to do. And one of the brothers hits me back channel and he's like, "Don't let that dude talk to you like that." And you know what? I'm gonna press one and I'm gonna let that dude know. And then Dave got into his piece and he hits me back and he's like, "Oh shit! I didn't know he was a poet. I just thought he was talking shit." I say that to say this piece is that eloquent. And it's that type of work that I was looking forward to. And I honestly enjoyed this piece. What say you, Van Meadow?
Thanks.
You know, Mr. Metaphoria has this way of, I'm not going to say surprise, you know, because we all know what he's capable of. But when he brings this type of element into his writing to share with us, and it's so good to have him back writing again, because his cadence, his flow, his words, his metaphors, his usage, man, it's just beautiful art, bro. Just beautiful art. So we appreciate you, you creative writer, you.
Well, I thank you motherfuckers for having me.
Like we had much of a choice. You're 6'13"
well, I mean,
and you can pretty much beat up everybody.
Right.
Y'all give a good platform here and shit. This is cool, yo. Have fun over here with y'all on the Get Down when we get down. And, you know, y'all need a few more ladies that'll go down to have over there on the dance floor. But it's okay. I'm going to bring some with me next time. Mm-hmm. Some of those good working
there
girls.
That's your man. That's your man. Your man.
I got to vouch for him, man, because he is a dope poet, though. I got a vouch for him.
I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving to y'all now, because even if y'all having a show, I ain't fucking with y'all next week. It's Thanksgiving.
You know what? Thank you.
Say the pie, thank
you for saying that. I'm going to eat and I'm going to watch football. There will not be a Get Down on Thursday, just to let y'all know. So if you was even thinking about calling the picture, you can go ahead and call, and you'll hear that wonderful, "There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, if you wanted to call in next Thursday night, you need some more fucking friends in your life, because there's no way in hell you should be wanting to spend your Thanksgiving on a poetry show. You are a lonely motherfucker that need to go on Tinder, Plenty of Fish, something. Get two separate Facebook accounts and be your own friend on that motherfucker or something, if that was your plan for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
To be on a poetry show.
That's all I'm saying.
You're a mean person for no reason. And I have a lot of friends, thank you. I just like poetry.
Oh, shame on you. Shame on you. Just, you know, I forget you live in New York City. Normal shit. So enjoy your turkey in a can and that cranberry sauce with the actual cranberries in it. Niggas don't really eat that shit. You know, invite some of your white friends. They put raisins in a potato salad, but they like that shit. I don't know why, but, you know, they eat kale instead of collard greens. So fuck with them, too. You know, they need love on Thanksgiving. Shout out to the white people.
Kale
is
an important green vegetable.
Kale is wonderful.
You like kale?
I do like kale. I like kale and I like collards. All the rest of them greens you can keep.
What about the chronic greens?
See, Dave?
No,
I don't like the
chronic greens.
I don't like the chronic greens.
Not the turnip.
Oh, no. I don't mess with the chronic greens either. No. No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
That's an Oklahoma City delicacy.
Yeah, you know, do different shit to you. But hey, fellas, I enjoyed it. Great show for what I heard. I'm glad I called in early enough so I made overtime, and I'm glad there's a few people in front of me because I had to take a shit before I spit. So I was on the toilet while I was listening to
Dave,
the show.
Dave.
All right,
on his way to the get down dance floor.
It was wonderful.
Mr. Metaforio.
Thank you,
Cleveland.
One love, Mike. Have a great night, bro.
Good day.
you got to do him like that. You got to mute him or else he'll just keep going. He'll just keep going. Wow.
You have control of the board. You have to cut him off.
He's good. What a show, J-Rab. What an amazing show. Man.
This was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
We told people a couple of weeks ago that we hope that y'all are going to enjoy the type of themes that we're coming up with on a consistent basis, because Van and I really would like it when people come through and they stretch their pens just a little bit. And you'll be surprised as a poet what you can come up with when you create on the fly. So that's pretty much why we do these kind of shows. And I want to thank all of you. But this has been phenomenal, man. What do you think?
Hey, man, this show was an amazing show. Very dynamic. The poetry was amazing. The content, the wordplay. You know, everybody had their different spin on it. We had a toxic piece that was really good. First one of the night, and I loved it. Every bit of it. But I loved all the poetry tonight, man. Just some amazing ink by some amazing poets. So
I completely agree.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to close out the show. We're going to start last words with our good brother, J-Rob, the wise son.
Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, I truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate every single one of you who took the time out of your evening to spend it with us on the Get Down. You guys are like family. And during this pandemic, you stuck by us. And more than anything else, you continue to show up week after week and show us exactly why poetry is such a wonderful art form. So thank you all. Tell a friend. Bring them with you the next time. But I'm so happy that you took that type of time to share it with us on the Get Down. Van Meadows, I can't salute you any more than I continue to salute you at every waking moment. As my brother and as a poet, you're an incredible cat. And I could not imagine doing this show with anyone else except you, bro. This show works because I got one of the best co-pilots in the business, Van Meadow. Salute, King. Thanks again.
Salute to you too, King. You know, J-Rob the Wise said when we talk about this show, trying to put together quality for our callers, our listeners, and you, the poets, and you guys, no matter what we say, what we bring, you guys manage to rise to the challenge every day that we ask you to come through and do this. J-Rob, the wise son, he had the prompt. He had this picture that's amazing. I don't know if you see the event page, but the picture is there. which was the basis of the dynamic of this particular show tonight. J-Rob, we thank you, man, and we salute you too, brother, because you are also an amazing poet, an amazing individual, an amazing friend, but more importantly, you're an amazing brother. I love you, man, and I appreciate you. To the callers, the listeners, the poets, the hosts, without any of you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. And we are honored that you hang with us on the get down, 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, apart from whatever you would normally be doing, to listen to us cut up and act like fools, to enjoy the poetry that's spit by us and other poets. But more importantly, you inspire us, and we thank you for your inspiration. And we look forward to the next get down. Won't be next week, but we'll have an amazing show lined up for you when we come back after the holiday break. So enjoy all of your turkey.
Y'all better get ready.
Yeah, got to get ready. But let's go ahead and let's talk about the lineup. Tomorrow night, join us for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be Raw with Rain. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with Mojave. Wednesday night's going to be the Love Zone. It's VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, yes, gobble, gobble. Turkey Day. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy your football. One love, one mic. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Have a good night, everyone.